I think our genomic program that we have today is probably the greatest thing that's hit our greed in a long time. We're misusing it, I'm afraid, but there's nothing wrong with genomics. There's a little something wrong with how we're using it. We're jumping on it way too quick. We spent 150 years learning how to breed cows, some good pedigrees, and like begets like. And that still works, you know. Just because we got a genomic number on them, don't make them a wonderful bull that way. I think using genomic bulls with a little common sense and getting the right pedigrees will help us get better and better cows. And I will predict that in the next 15 or 20 years, we're going to breed some amazing cows in this country due to the ability to use genomics. And as I think genomics is an ongoing process, and we're going to learn more and more as we go along, as we get more cows genomically tested. We'll be able to uncover many things. One of the things that I'm really pleased about with genomics is that it has been able to uncover several traits that are not good for reproduction, and that lets us keep those traits out of our herds. And I'm quite a fan of not using bulls that have any recessives. I said, why? There's plenty of bulls out there. We do not need to use bulls with recessives. Just eliminate them out of the breed. And I'm a big fan of that. I don't use many bulls that have got recessives.
For those that were here early at 1 o'clock, I know we had a lot of travel issues, but the genetics conference, one of the statistics that we talked about, and Bob was alluding to how far we've come and how far we can go yet on breeding cows. So Paul Van Rodden, who heads up AIPL, that still is involved in calculating U.S. evaluations. In December, the highest saleable genomic Holstein bull, non-proven genomic, was 960 net mare. This was on a net merit scale. We could do the same for TPI, 960. So if you took all the best genes of the Holstein population worldwide and plucked out the best of each cow, what's the top? And you made a super cow. What's the top side? 960 is the bull. The cow would come in at 7,535 net merit. So using that 960 versus 7,535, we're only 13% of the way. And obviously, as we breed better cows, we're going to keep moving that top end bar. So literally, the sky is the limit on what we can do yet.